I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios, and this is Sample Size. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, the way that music gets charted is about to adapt to factor in new ways of listening.
Beginning next month, the Billboard Album Chart, more commonly known as the Billboard 200, will make the biggest update to its methodology for tracking music's popularity in more than 20 years. Billboard announced last week that its 200 chart will now incorporate digital track sales and data from on-demand streaming services like Spotify and Google Play. It makes sense. Spotify alone boasts more than 40 million listeners, 10 million of which pay to subscribe to its premium service. Streaming is up, CD and digital track purchases are down. So which artists benefit? The New York Times' Ben Cesario wrote last week that the change is expected to bolster the rankings of albums by pop stars who already have big-name recognition, letting them linger longer near the top of the charts. Emily Yare, The Washington Post, wrote that it'll help artists with younger fan bases, as streaming is more popular with teenagers and 20 and 30-somethings, while potentially knocking those with older fan bases further down the chart. Billboard offered this example that seems to support that theory. 24-year-old Irish artist Hozier's debut record opened at number 17 on the 200 chart, but under the new rules, he would have cracked the top 10. It would seem that, as Whitney herself said, the children are our future. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life.
Next, we have news of an upcoming album by an in-demand Oklahoma songwriter.
Sunday night, I had the distinct pleasure of hearing John Moreland play live at the Blue Door. Though he said he was under the weather, Moreland picked at his guitar for over an hour without missing a note. And if his rugged baritone was off, I don't think anybody noticed. One thing he also did during the show, which was opened by Kirsten White, was announce that he'd be self-releasing a new record in April. Moreland didn't give the name of this new record or many details about it, but he did play several songs from it, intermixed with a lot of tunes from his 2013 gem titled In the Throes. Like that record, the new song sounded poignant and distinctly Oklahoman. One called Cherokee seemed to me especially haggard and downcast, and another he pleads with someone to hang me in the Tulsa County Stars. This one you're hearing now, called Blacklist, isn't new, but it took on fresh meaning for me last night when he introduced it by saying that it was about punk rock. Perhaps I just hadn't been listening closely enough.
You said it's now or never. Well, I'll never stop feeling that way. We get turned around, our spirits break down. We just lie and say we're okay. And the older I get, you know truth, it gets harder to find. Get by for robbing good men blind.
That's Norman songwriter John Moreland with Blacklist off his 2013 album In the Throes. His follow-up to that album is expected in the spring. Finally, we have the Queen of Hip Hop Soul, who released some of her best work in years this week on her 13th studio album called The London Sessions.
Sound the alarm, because we've got a great collaboration here. UK house duo Disclosure, a set of brothers, Guy and Howard Lawrence, just barely both in their 20s, have enjoyed a quick rise to industry recognition since releasing a terrific debut record called Settle last year. And while that album featured a lot of very talented singers, particularly fellow UK exports Sam Smith, Jesse Ware, and Aluna Francis, none were quite of Mary J. Blige's caliber. Working together, Disclosure and Mary J. sound like a natural fit here. Her voice is so big and soulful, but isn't so traditional as to sound awkward on a deep house jam like this one. And she sounds absolutely in charge here. Don't waste your time playing with my mind, Blige sings, or you'll regret it. Don't waste your time playing with my mind, or you'll regret it.
Just follow, 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 my road, my road, my road.
The current issue of Look at OKC is a special edition titled Lick at OKC, featuring the real house pets of Oklahoma City. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.